Saving electricity is like dieting. It's easier to lose the megawatts than to keep them off. Last year, Californians went on an energy diet, and their conservation efforts helped limit the number of rolling blackouts. Now that the threat of blackouts has eased, residents are beginning to backslide. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Even before the energy crunch, Californians used less electricity than most other Americans. But Clara Jane Huckleberry thought she could do better. Last year, she persuaded her husband to upgrade their San Diego home with an attic fan, ceiling fans, and new energy-saving windows.
With the electricity brownouts and the prices going up, we just thought it would be a good time. My husband said he doesn't know if we'll ever recoup the cost because the windows are costly. But I think just being comfortable has made a big improvement.
Yeah.
Sunshine fills the Huckleberry's breakfast nook, but the fans and double E windows keep the house comfortably cool. Gerald Huckleberry says since he and his wife made the changes, their energy bills have fallen sharply.
On the hottest of days, Clara Jane now will close the house down early in the morning and we can run the fans low and we don't use the air conditioning. I think the only reason we've used the air conditioning is just to lubricate it.
The Huckleberries aren't the only ones investing in energy-saving products. The appliance section of a local Sears store has a large display devoted to energy-efficient washers, dryers, and refrigerators. Assistant manager Bob Donay says the kilowatt savers are attracting a lot of attention.
Probably 70% of our business is done in energy units now, where it used to be maybe 30%. People are very conscious of the energy savings, and it's really easy to relate to them what the difference is going to be when you look at what their savings on their electric bill is going to be.
The nice thing about those appliances is they keep saving energy and money year after year. But high-efficiency appliances aren't cheap, and many customers won't spend that kind of money until their old appliances break down. Experts say most of last year's energy savings came not from investment, but from behavioral changes, like turning off lights and computers or adjusting the thermostat, changes which might not be so permanent. The California Energy Commission is predicting only half as much conservation this year as last year. Scott Matthews is the commission's deputy director for efficiency.
You can remember last year, it was front page headlines every single day. It was a lead article on NPR and a lot of other stations. And so everybody was very aware. You know, people like me who you'd have a hard time explaining what you did for a living all of a sudden were the center of attention, and they wanted to hear about what worked and what didn't work and what they could do.
A year later, saving electricity is no longer in the spotlight, and consumption is inching up again. Californians used 3.5% more electricity in January than they did a year ago, 4.5% more in February, and 7% more in March. Power use still hasn't rebounded to its pre-crisis levels, but economist Severin Borenstein of the UC Energy Institute at Berkeley says it's still higher than it needs to be, especially at peak times.
The long-run impact of that is we end up having to build a whole bunch of extra plants that only run for maybe a day or two a year just to meet that super peak period. And that is a problem. That ends up raising everybody's rates.
Forecasters say, barring an extremely hot summer, there's little danger of rolling blackouts this year. That's because new power plants have come online and hydropower is more abundant. While the state government is planning an ad campaign to encourage conservation, it may not offer the same economic incentives it did last year. The Energy Commission's Matthews acknowledges saving electricity is no longer a top budget priority.
There will be some consequence to consuming more. On the other hand, you know, I think some people made some sacrifices that they'd rather not have. And if we have a halfway decent supply-demand outlook, we would encourage everybody to use efficient equipment but maintain reasonable comfort levels.
Even though some of last year's energy savings were temporary, Californians have shown a greater willingness to conserve than many observers had expected. Most of those surveyed by the Energy Commission say if they had to, they'd be willing to do it again. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.